This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So please, ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store, New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a 3-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
We're talking with Paige McKee, account executive with Entercom Memphis. Paige, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know why? Because I love what I do, and I do what I love. I love radio. I love helping people find solutions to their marketing problems, whether it be sponsoring a country concert, doing live commercials with Ron Olson, a social media campaign. There are lots of solutions, and there's lots of choices at Entercom. I have a lot of things to present. I'd love the opportunity to present them to you. So call me today at 901-605-5270.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Alright. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's August 7th. It is Friday. We have made it to the weekend. John, we've made it to another day where the Memphis Grizzlies can get their first win in the bubble. It's hard to believe, quite frankly, if you looked at things going into this thing, that we're still talking about the Grizzlies getting their first win, which they have the opportunity today to do today against Oklahoma City. And yet here we are, Grizzlies sitting at 0-4 in the bubble this year, 4-8. This season now without Jaren Jackson Jr. That will be again the case today. And yeah, while the Thunder won't have Terrence Ferguson this afternoon, 3 o'clock when they play the Grizzlies, Mike Muscala, Dennis Schroeder, they will, as far as we know, have Chris Paul and the rest of the gang. So will definitely be another tough one for the Grizzlies today. Hey, got a little baseball action. Cubs Cards, the series starting up. Now that feels a little bit like normal. Again, it's a new normal, but Cubs Cards. I'll take that any chance I can get. That also means that the Cardinals are relatively healthy, which is seriously another, hopefully a good sign that maybe baseball can indeed continue. First day of practice for University of Memphis football and Ryan Silverfield in his first season, first full season as Memphis's head coach as well. So plenty of sports to get to. John, how are you on a beautiful Friday?
Yeah, I want to start with some good news. I want to start with some good news here in Shelby County. On July 29th, the seven-day moving average of Shelby County COVID-19 cases reported per day was 425. As of August 4th, which was 3 days ago, that number is now down to 288.
That's some good news.
Yeah, so
that's some good news, as Sam Cooke used to say.
So the trajectory it seems to be good now. The positivity rate is still high, higher than it probably needs to be. But the trend looks better. The trend looks better, and hopefully that trend does indeed continue, because that's our pathway back to some form of normalcy. So
that's right.
I wanted to definitely start by passing that news along. Yes, Grizzlies action tonight. Today, I should say, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yes.
It's gonna happen, man. Jason, I promise you, they're gonna win one game.
Too excited about it.
They're gonna win one game, man. They're gonna win one game.
Isn't the pressure off, John? I mean, is there really pressure? I guess the pressure that you're on the schneid right now, as you'd say, but and you don't have a win, and there are people looking at you. Okay, when's this going to come? But the fact that you don't have Jaren playing, the fact that right now pretty much people are crowning Portland. They're already talking about how much of a series they're going to give the Lakers. I just wonder if you're Taylor Jenkins today, if you just say, look guys, we're ahead of schedule, as Lord knows we've all said. We're not fully healthy. Just go out there and get it. Just play ball and get a win, rather than get this win, hope this team loses, got to come back, get another one, and maybe we've got it. Rather than looking ahead so much, maybe you just focus today on just playing basketball as best you can, shorthanded, and getting a victory. If you do that, let the chips fall, and maybe you're still there in that play-in series by the time it's done.
Yeah, I don't think there's any pressure. I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, at this point,
still
it's
house money. Even
yeah. At this point, it doesn't really matter anymore. You've already lost four games. I mean, it's not like there's not a whole lot they can do that's going to be worse than that, and they don't have Jaren, so it's one of those situations. Aki Collins is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies and the bubble and more. At 12:25, Ben Golliver is going to hop on. He's down there in the bubble, which is interesting. We'll talk to him about sort of what the day-to-day process is for him, get his thoughts on the Grizzlies, get his thoughts on the rest of the league. He'll join us at 12:25. And then rescheduled from yesterday, it ended up happening, Jeff bailed on us because he had a minor emergency with Peter. His son thought that Peter had broken his foot. He did not. It was a sprain. So Calkins missed our show for a sprain.
Precious the Jew.
In the streets, we call that SAWFT, soft. That was a soft reason to miss the segment. But he's coming back on today at 1:25. So,
man, what's he doing? Is he on a college trip? What's he, another college?
Well,
this is a drop off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
the final kid, or the youngest of his brood. Okay,
that's exactly right. Yeah, Peter is going to Duke.
Oh man, it takes me back, John.
Yeah,
it takes me back to when Les Smith, we hit 40 in the old Cutlass on Bones and Vogues, and listening to Southern Playalistic Cadillac music. I got my dad to listen to some Outkast. But in 1994, we drove on up to TSU and had the car all packed up. Jeff was in the car, my younger brother. Oh, man, what a time it was. It takes me right. What a great dad Calkins is. It takes me right back to that.
Yes.
Do you remember that album, John, that Outkast album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac
music? That was before my time, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Ooh, Brad, you're taking me back. And you think I'm lying about us having the old, dude, we had a Cutlass Supreme that we had bought because our family, we'd buy used cars and they'd go out after about 6 months. So we had this Cutlass Supreme that we had bought from a family friend, and that bad boy had Bones and Vogues. The problem was, John, on the right side, I believe it was, it had been hit by a motorcycle. And so if you saw it coming from the left side, if you saw the left side of the car, oh, man, it had pearl in the paint. The thing was beautiful, especially with Les driving it. But on the right side, to that rear side, You didn't want to see that side because there's a big old wreck. That's why we got it on discount. But yeah, man, we took that thing up to TSU and old dad dropped me off for what would be a semester before old Jay Smooth was losing the scholarship and coming on back home. What a story on a Friday, huh?
What a story!
Taking me
back.
Wow,
the first.
I can tell you, you're moved by the story, John. Doesn't sound like you give a damn.
Well, it was unfortunate about the whole motorcycle thing. The first Outkast album that I really rocked with that I can remember was Speakerbox, The Love Below. I think that might have been their last one.
My Lord, yeah, that was much later after ATLians and all that.
Yeah, that was
quite a bit of good.
Well,
music
I was
there.
Born in '91, man. What I look like listening to Outkast while I'm three? I mean, it's just not. It's not gonna. You know, I don't think I'm getting that in the Oval playlist at the house, man.
I know what you listen to.
What?
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh yes. Well, I certainly watch them.
Brad, before we get to the Grizzlies, and Lord knows there's, you know, yeah, like John, yeah. Pressure's off. Are you aware of what broke the internet last night, Brad?
I am unaware of what Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B did to break the internet last night. Please, I got a clean one here, so you're good.
Is there a clean one?
It says, okay. This is one of the things that's amazing.
Even know still, though.
You got to always check, and sometimes even the clean ain't so clean as we y'all were on vacation the other week, and I might have actually dropped a couple that weren't so clean.
Listen, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion dropped this on YouTube.
Yeah.
It had 3.6 million views in just over the first 5 hours.
Dear God.
This thing, yes, because it's not just them, Brad. You'll love Kylie Jenner in it as well.
Fan.
And I tell you what, I had to turn away.
Was that sinful? It was that sinful.
It was very sinful.
Is it sinful, Jason?
Very much so. And that sin just screams off the screen. So for me, whose wife is at home today,
yeah,
so I've got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to watch this thing in private.
Yeah, turn that screen, bro.
I just leave it at this. You don't want your six-year-old.
No.
Your six-year-old can't see this because it is bad.
If you got to angle that phone when you're viewing it, it's incredibly sinful.
Yeah, I will say, they're not socially distancing in this video.
What are they doing to each other here?
I don't see any masks either, John.
Yeah, there's definitely not a mask in this one I'm looking at.
Yeah, they're not socially distancing and they're not wearing masks.
This is before pregnancy, it looks like.
Giannotto's going to definitely call RIAA on this one.
There's no question.
Because they are definitely not social distancing or wearing masks.
All righty, then. That's what's happening in our world today.
Tattletale Giannotto.
They're not following the protocol.
He's going to shut it down.
They're not following the protocol, so he's going to definitely be in touch. He just wanted to know, can all music videos make videos like this?
Across the way.
Yeah. Oh, or do none of them have to wear masks now?
Write a damn column.
I will say, man, Meg Thee Stallion.
Oof.
Didn't know she had it like
which,
that.
Which one of the two of these ladies are you a bigger fan of? Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B?
Well, I've actually seen Cardi B live and in effect.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, we saw her at Memphis in May last year.
Oh.
She's fine. She's a little zany for me. Yeah. I think Megan Thee Stallion is probably more talented. Would you agree with that, Jason?
No way.
No way?
Oh, wow.
No. Cardi B has become not just a monster when it comes to the music and rap game. You know, she's now a businesswoman. She's becoming a mogul. And this is straight out of the strip club at one point.
Right.
She's turned that, never showed any shame, whatever else, and rapped about it the whole time. You know, I'm gonna change it, and has.
They both look like strippers in this video, though. They both look like strippers.
Cardi B was a stripper.
Now, she still uses some of those skills. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. She got off the pole.
Those skills never wear off.
Now she's like a mogul, and now she's a mogul. And Megan is trying to reach that mogul status that Cardi B's already attained.
So, I think she's...
Give me the check in Cardi's box.
I think Megan's reached it. I mean, there's just some great scenes in this. I mean,
bring a bucket for this wet.
The one with... There's a scene where Cardi B is wearing, like, this leopard leotard, and her entire breasts are out.
Yeah.
And she's got like some
that's an old little Kim. She's got the little pasties on the
right. Yeah, but I mean, it just does not leave a whole hell of a lot to the imagination. This is like a 90s video, just in terms of how raunchy it is. You don't usually see this kind of raunchiness in 2020.
Are you talking about?
I appreciate these late. Well, you don't even see music videos in at all, really, anymore. They don't make them like they used to.
YouTube even told her it was almost too nasty, and then they said, no, but we're still going to post it.
I appreciate the effort here, ladies. And I think 9.4 million other people do as well.
This is just got posted last night.
This is gonna break the YouTube views record, I bet. What is the view record on YouTube?
It's in the billions, because I mean there are some music videos that are into the billions, and you know, a little bit older they
Despacito.
Are.
Despacito by Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi.
No, I'm not familiar. Unfamiliar with this.
Baby Shark is number two.
Oh jeez.
Despacito has got 6.9 billion
views.
What
in the
world?
There it is.
It's probably because for the ethnicity, it's bilingual type of a brand.
Yeah, no, it is.
Know?
It's you know, Despacito is a hit. Ed Sheeran's on top five with Shape of You.
Of course.
For some reason, Wiz Khalifa with See You Again is on there.
Yeah, that's a very emotional. A lot of people, that hits the heart.
Yeah, 4.6 billion views. Yeah. And then something called Masha and the Bear, Recipe for Disaster. I've never heard of this, never seen it. It apparently is a Russian animated television series.
So, I like this Despacito, Junt.
Russia's rigging the views. No, it's a jam. It's definitely a jam. I don't know what the video is like. I've never seen the video. I've heard the song a million times.
This could crush all of that.
I think it could.
Good. 9.3 million in 11 hours. That's pretty good. It's going to be closing in here in not too long. But anyway, congratulations to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for artistic genius today. Artistic genius. All right, moving on to the slightly less artistic Memphis Grizzlies. They have a game today. They have a game today at 3 o'clock. You can hear that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're trying to get a dub, Jason. They're trying to get a dub, but... But listen, I mean, you mentioned it, the pressure, it doesn't exist. It really never has. Let's be honest. This is all a bonus. We talked about this even before COVID-19 hit. This was all just a bonus. Everything they did, or at least after Ja Morant established his stardom, was a bonus, win and loss wise.
Yeah, but you knew too, that's true, and that's the proper perspective, but you knew too for those young guys, particularly for Ja Morant, for Jaren Jackson, you come into this that, yes, you know you're ahead of the schedule, but you want to play the Lakers in the first round. So I just wonder for them where they may be feeling, and as these losses have piled up early on, if they were before Jaren obviously gets hurt and he's out, if they might have been feeling that pressure. Because, again, yes, ahead of schedule, but they're competitors too. And you were in some, let's be real, you've been in some situations where the narrative here could be much different on this August 7th on Friday. You could be sitting here with
true.
A couple of wins. Portland's not nearly as close, and then we're talking about the benefits of playing the Lakers. And so from that standpoint, I could see where as players, Taylor Jenkins, who wants to stay ahead of schedule, maybe early on, and with the way you'd lost them, you're feeling a little bit of pressure. But at this point, I mean, if you keep worrying about, you know, that let's be real, that hot breath that's on the back of their necks right now, that quite frankly, it's Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. And look, you got to go back to February 20th, back to when the Grizzlies beat them before the All-Star break, I believe it was. Dame Lillard had gotten hurt in that game. I think it was a groin. But remember the words, John, because I'd said them then. And look, it looked bleak for them at that point. They didn't have Nurkic, didn't have Collins. They weren't fully healthy. But he said then, it's far from over. Believe that. Don't think that was just it. And it's funny, you look back at it now, and it started with that win over the Grizzlies that could have been much different if Ja Morant gets off a shot. What, in that final 3.5, I think it was, when he, you know, right when the time that he slipped. If he gets off the final shot, John, who knows if it changes the way that Portland team now. You separate yourself by another game. You're in maybe a different situation confidence-wise. And I realize once you lose Jaren, yes, all hope is gone. But you wonder, too, for Portland, which is now just a half game behind you, having beat Denver yesterday, you wonder if they're off to the 3-1 start, if you can sort of douse that fire that Dame was always going to have. Look, he what did he do? He beat and moaned his way into getting, and what, just him? The NBA wants to see the Pelicans. They want to get the ratings. But they got their way in terms of being those extra teams added. We all wanted 16, and now he's here, and he's on the back of your neck. And if you worry as much about that, right, and consider thinking that this is some race, or, oh, man, we're going to miss the play-in series, what if two teams pass us up, then I think you take away from that perspective, John, that, quite frankly, is just, look, these are playoff-caliber games, you know, go give it four quarters, be aggressive all four, take good shots. You know, don't don't so much play into their hands with all the threes. Play your game is what I'm trying to say if you're Taylor Jenkins. And let the chips fall where they may. I hope they're looking at that at it that way today rather than, oh, man, we've let Memphis down. We've let ourselves down. We should be in a playoff series with the Lakers. Because I think looking at it the latter way, you could sit here and, John, they could be 0-8 by the time this thing is over.
It's possible.
Barring Milwaukee or Boston just sitting everybody by the time it's over.
No, I mean, that's definitely true. And I think it's all about – I mean, I say this every day because it's just true. Like, I'm not going to get incredibly worked up. When I saw the schedule initially, I was like, man, this is going to be tough. It's going to be a tough road. Now, I didn't expect, obviously, Jaren Jackson Jr. to go out with a meniscus injury.
Of course.
And these games would be different. You know, like, I think it's pretty obvious they would have found a way to beat Utah with Jaren Jackson Jr. because they were in it without him. And these games would have gone differently down the stretch here if they had Jaren Jackson Jr. and they were at full strength. So I fully acknowledge that. But, you know, I kind of went into it thinking that this was going to be a little bit of a tough road for the Grizzlies, and it has been tougher than I think maybe anybody expected. But it doesn't change anything, and that's the bottom line. It doesn't change anything. I think the intensity has been there for months with this group, and it's all valuable. It's all stuff that you sort of just – you know, you're picking up along the way, and these guys are developing, and they're in playoff, you know, situations, you know, playoff light situations, and it's all just value that they're picking up along the way, and whether they win these games or not, I mean, it would be great. It'd be great if they won a game. It'd be great if they could hold on to the 8th seed and only have to win one game in the play-in, and then you get smacked by the Lakers, I guess. But at the end of the day, it's always been about the long-term horizon on the Grizzlies, and that has not changed. With or without Jaren Jackson's injury, that has not changed.
No, it hadn't changed. And listen, you know, maybe we – I talked about this a little bit with Jeffrey Wright this morning. As many times as we've said ahead of schedule, and Lord knows it must have been – it's been a million, especially since you've had this break. As many times as we said that, they're not a finished product. And it almost feels like we've talked ourselves into that they're this finished product. This is what you should expect. And they'll stay ahead of schedule. There's no promise of that. I mean, look at where Phoenix is now, trying to get back to where a lot of people thought they were headed a while back, including yours truly, John. You joke about it all the time. I was picking Phoenix 3-4 years ago and was 3 or 4 years off. And it just, you know, now they're 4-0 in the bubble. That was a team playing with nothing to lose, really no pressure at all. And you sit here and look at them, and they're one of two undefeated teams in the bubble. So back to the point now. Not a finished product. John, every game, there's something, you know, again, with this sort of playoff caliber type intensity level, there's something to be gained because, John, you're going to get right back in the West next year, and it is going to be another dogfight. Like, when I say they're not a finished product, this isn't a team that's going to be picked to be in the playoffs next year. And so the work will still be ahead on you. You and I have touched on it. We did it yesterday. Golden State's going to be back in. You know, Portland, which is sitting out now, you figure if healthy is going to be there. You know, Pop and the Spurs. Is this Phoenix rise out of the ashes right now, is this real? Because, quite frankly, I mean, it looks like if Ayton plays like this and Booker plays like this, that's a team that some experts may have ahead of you. And so, again, take what you can from this. Take the good meat off this bone because, mm-hmm. you're, frankly, going to need it. This West isn't getting any easier next year. The team, Golden State's popping back in.
Yeah.
Who knows what happens with New Orleans? I mean, they've certainly got the roster to be a contender, although they've looked absolutely abysmal here in the bubble. But the point is, you need every one of these, even with Jaren out. You know, can Grayson stay consistent? All of this matters because it's going to matter again next year when you're trying to, again, get back to where you are right now. There's nothing promised here. So all of this matters right now. You're trying to get out as much as you can out of it.
Yeah. Anyway, you can catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, when we come back, Aki Khan's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the bubble. Thunder versus the Grizzlies. Get into that and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The way Paul Cowers phrased it to me is, it's on full blown, no holds barred. And he was talking, of course, about O'Call's semi-annual sale. It'll never be better than it is right now, with savings on all spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Women's clothing is 50 to 70% off. Men's clothing is 30 to 50% off. And there's new merchandise arriving every single day. I'd go just to check out the brand new performance knit shirts. Brand new patterns, brand new styles. It's still hot out there, isn't it? Now is the time to get the performance knits you need. As for me, my eldest son, Ben, celebrated his 23rd birthday the other day, and I've already promised I'll take him to the semi-annual sale. His wardrobe needs some freshening up as he starts a new job after college. Plus, we'll get some new five-pocket pants by Brax and by Peter Millar. Whatever you need, there's simply no better time to stop in and see your friends at O'Call. It is their semi-annual sale, and it's no holds barred.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, one subject notebooks are 25 cents each. Plus, marbleized composition books and 24-pack Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each.
In front of the TV.
Ah, no chance, kiddo.
Shop in store, pick up curbside, or order online. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 8/31. While supplies last. Limit 30 in store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
We're proud to highlight YMCA of Memphis and the Mid-South for their role in moving Memphis forward. During these unprecedented times, the YMCA is working together with school districts, community partners, faith-based organizations, and churches. They currently lead a 50-meal distribution site serving over 15,000 lunches daily to Mid-South youth and are currently operating 12 emergency child care programs for essential workers. Thank you, YMCA of Memphis and the Mid-South, for all you're doing for hashtag Move Memphis Forward. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward is brought to you by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
You should see me in a... Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
One bite, one bite. You should see me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make a bow. One bite, one bite. One bite, one bite. One. Count my cards, watch them fall.
The Wing Guru. It's about to be lunchtime, and any time is a good time for the Wing Guru, our man Billy Richmond. 21 flavors of wings he's got over there, and they're all world-famous. Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha. You know about the Lemon Pepper Hot. I'm a Nashville hot guy. Don't hate on me because it's Nashville. It's good. But they're all good, all 21 of them. And of course, he's got, and you could do it in honor of Jaren Jackson, the Triple J, which is developed along with Jaren Jackson. It's fantastic, too. It doesn't just have his name on it. It's fantastic to put on those wings. And it's not just his wings. He's got great catfish, great gourmet burgers. He won't tell you the special ingredients he puts in those gourmet burgers. But that ain't going to matter after you bite into them. It's the best food you can get right here in Memphis. Got a couple of places you can do it over on Stage Road, Mount Moriah as well, and down in South Haven. And listen, Kuiper, Arlington, Olive Branch, y'all been asking when's it coming. When's it coming? Soon. Very soon. Show a little patience. Billy will be down there very soon with the Wing Guru. He's the former Tiger basketball player turned Chicken House entrepreneur. It's for a reason. He's got the best catfish, gourmet burgers, and wings in town. Go see him, or you can order online at thewingguru.com.
Aki Collins joins us every single Friday, and he joins us now. Aki, what's going on, man? Happy birthday.
Man, I appreciate it. It's always great to be 21 years old.
That's right.
What do you get? Plus 30. What do you get? A 61 year old man that's got everything.
No disrespect to the 61 year olds out there. I'm a good little ways from that, brother.
We got to ask. Aki, it was yesterday. What'd you get? What the wife get you? Was it something nice?
You know what, man? It's crazy. And I know everybody's gonna think I'm a square. Like, I don't really get into it. Like, I spent time with my family. They took me out to eat. We got dessert. My kids made me homemade cards. That was it.
You know, they take care of daddy. Yeah.
That's all I needed. You know what I mean? My kids are healthy. They're happy. So I'm blessed.
Easy to please. Yeah. The man is blessed.
There you go. Okay, Ox. So the bubble has restarted, and the NBA is rolling on. The Grizzlies are yet to find a win. What have you thought of the Grizzlies, sort of what you've seen from them and why it's been so tough for them down there in the bubble?
You know, part of it is it goes back to how the season got interrupted. And with young teams, maintaining that focus, it's difficult sometimes. You know, and so they were in a good space, the season stopped, and they thought they were ready. You know, mentally they thought, hey, we're excited about this, but it's just a different level, and adjusting to it has been difficult for them right now. And I'll say this, and it's not a popular opinion, but, you know, you got two of your key cogs that are out now. You know, so they want to win. They want to get in the playoffs. But if they don't get into the playoffs, it's not the end of the world. You know, everything that they're going through, I think I mentioned this before, everything they're going through right now in the bubble, whether it be positive or negative, they're going to learn from it. And so it's a learning experience, and they'll be better moving forward for just being in the bubble and competing. Because now they're going to go back and understand, hey, listen, we can't go back. We can't approach a game, approach a season with the same mentality. There's a different level to this, and we have to adopt that mindset.
I couldn't agree more with you, Aki. That's why I'm wondering, is Taylor Jenkins not giving them some form of what you just said in terms of that pregame talk before they see OKC today, that, look, I know you guys had high expectations. I did coming down here. But don't you have to look at this as, look, guys, if you put too much pressure on yourselves, we're going to end up 0-8 here. Why not just go out and, you know, play ball, you know, go out and get a win, and in that, you know, get the few lessons that are left. Because like you said, I mean, at this point, they're shorthanded. It's not a Pelican situation where you've got the entire roster and an easy schedule and you're still underachieving. At this point, if you're Taylor Jenkins, don't you say all pressure's off, guys, just go play?
I mean, that's it. You gotta just play, because this game tonight is going to be tough. You know, those guys are really good. You know, Chris Paul, I'm throwing a little, you know, OKC love in there for it right now. But, you know, he has to – every game has to be approached as a one-game series. Okay, you can't win the next four if you don't win the next one. And so their focus needs to be tonight against OKC, see if they can get a win, and then build on it from there. Whatever happens tonight, they have to learn from it, whether it be – like I said, a positive experience or a negative experience, they have to learn from it so that they can be better in the future. That's the key with a young team. It's the future. It's not the present. You just want to make sure that your kids, your young guys are competing. And if they're doing that, then they're on the right track.
Yeah, we're talking to Aki Collins. He joins us every single Friday here on the show, former University of Memphis assistant and NBA scout. The Thunder have been quite the story in the NBA this year. Kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I think people expect something, but Chris Paul, I think there was real doubt as to how much he had left in the tank after the last couple of seasons, and I mean a real resurgence. I mean, is that why Oklahoma City is where they are, because Chris Paul is having this sort of late career resurgence, or I guess just continuing what he's done his whole career?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. You also have some veterans who've kind of been through the wars on that team. Some guys that have experienced a lot of success and experienced the last 3 years where they were just fighting just to, you know, make the playoffs or, you know, get it knocked out in the first round. So I think a lot of factors have gone into it. Obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been phenomenal. Some of the younger guys have kind of came, Lou Dort come out of nowhere and kind of contributed at times, basically. So you got a number of guys that have just followed the lead of the veterans, Chris being one of those guys, and it's, you know, turned into a really good season so far.
Is what is happening with Phoenix in this bubble, Aki? They're 4-0. Is it real, or is that just a team that had nothing to lose that's on a roll? I mean, Ayton is playing well. Booker's playing well. We know just with those two, you got to start. But we've been sort of expecting this from Phoenix for a while now, and it hasn't materialized in the regular season. What do you make of what they've done? How real is this?
Well, I think, you know, if you play them side by side with Memphis, that's the two different ends of the spectrum with young teams. You have a young team that's struggling to figure it out in the bubble, and you have a young team that's kind of been there for a couple of years that's getting ready to start getting to that, you know, veteran status who have, for whatever, figured out. But guess what it is? They won one game, and their confidence level continued from there. Memphis just hasn't been able to scratch the surface yet, and so that's why they're spiraling in a downward trend right now. But it's a thin line between those two teams in terms of where they are. You know, like I said, Phoenix just got off the snide quicker and have carried that momentum moving forward.
Okay, I want to run this by you, man, because it is something that I've noticed over the last several months to a calendar year, and I'm curious where you come down on this. But when I'm out and about and I'm in a setting like where we're talking about basketball, no player gets hated on more in those conversations. And this is purely anecdotal, but I'm just curious if this is what you run into as well. No player gets hated on more than LeBron James in these conversations. I mean, I play cards sometimes with guys, and I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to say no names because that's not fair. But a prominent former University of Memphis basketball player believes that Kobe Bryant is the best that's ever played the game, better than LeBron. And it feels like LeBron just gets taken for granted. And people say things like, oh, he's only got five moves. He's only got, you know, this, that, the other. He can't shoot free throws. Do people take LeBron James for granted, Aki?
Okay. So I'm going to take yes, number one. And number two, they talk about him having five moves. I'm gonna talk about a guy that's dear to the heart of Memphians. Zebo had two moves.
He did.
Yeah, two moves. One was at the baseline and one was at the elbow. That's it.
Yep.
And he made a phenomenal career out of that. So guess what? Even if you have one move, if you can't stop it, it's the greatest move ever.
Exactly.
Kareem had a hook shot. Okay? You tell me what else did Kareem do besides shoot a hook shot?
Nothing.
Nothing. But if you can't stop it, hey, it's a great move. So,
how many moves did Shaquille O'Neal have, right? None, really. He was just bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, that's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation, whoever this prominent University of Memphis alum is, okay, for him to say Kobe Bean Bryant is the greatest player, he's in the top five, in my opinion. The greatest player, in my opinion, is the guy that's still selling shoes to this day. That's Mike.
Thank you very much.
I don't care what you say. You know what I mean?
Conversation ends right there.
It ends right there. Now, Kobe, very, very good. LeBron, very, very good. But there's a different level when it comes to Mike, in my opinion.
Why does LeBron get – I mean, it feels like people try to diminish his career. It feels like people try to diminish his skill set. They diminish what he's done. Why is LeBron subjected to that? Were people trying to diminish Mike when he was coming up? I don't think so. I don't think people were trying to say, like, Bill Russell's the best ever because he's got 10. No. You know, I mean, why are people trying to do this with LeBron?
He had his haters too, Aki.
Because LeBron, but not to this level, I don't think. But I think part of it is because people expected LeBron to be like Mike in terms of his scoring prowess. And that was never LeBron's game. LeBron is closer to Magic than he is to Michael in terms of how he approaches the game, how he thinks about it, how he plays it. You know, LeBron is just as happy, you know, dropping 10 assists as he is dropping 30 points. Like, Mike was never that guy. Like, Mike was going to get his, and he was going to give, he was going to sprinkle some assists in there, but Mike was going to get this, get buckets. And so I think Kobe is like that also, where it's about, it was about getting baskets for him. You know, he even talked about it in, I guess, one of the last interviews when he was talking about his final game. You know, people would tell him to shoot. He was passing the ball, and they were getting mad at him for shooting. And he was like, and after all these years, they finally want me to shoot. You know, and that's all I've been doing my whole career. But LeBron gets it. He's held to that standard of being a scorer because people equate prowess as being as greatness. And that's not LeBron's game. LeBron can impact the game on so many different levels. LeBron gets critiqued because he does take plays off defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 35 years old, and he's carried such a load for so long. You know, that's just how he manages the game. He doesn't load manage in terms of taking days off. He load manages by taking plays off on a defensive end when he feels like he can do it. You know? And so he opens himself up because of that. It doesn't diminish the level of player he is in my mind.
I want to go back to the GOAT you mentioned in there, that is Michael Jordan. Will Chicago ever get it right, man? They've tried a couple of times, and obviously the Derrick Rose and Butler years were some good ones. Then you make the decision to move on from Butler and Derrick Rose. That one's out of your hands, but with the injury in some ways. But they've tried to rebuild now. It feels like 4 or 5 times. What's been the issue? Is it, you know, and can it work the way it is now, Aki, you think? You know, you got a lot of Memphis folks right now that are hoping that Chicago at some time gets ready to deal Zach LaVine. You think that happens eventually? Do they get it done with what they have eventually? Are they on their way, or is that just something that can't be fixed quickly?
You know, part of the issue has been some of the decision-making that they've made off the court. You know, and this is a nod to Sam Presti and the staff at Oklahoma City, the administrators at Oklahoma City. You know, with all the turmoil that they've endured since 2015, 2016, I believe, 16 when Kevin left, mm-hmm. you know, they've still been able to produce a quality product in a small market. And that takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and that takes leadership that has the ability to forecast and kind of plug in, you know, some veterans or some, you know, I don't want to say cheap labor, but guys that are, you know, that can fit under the mm-hmm. salary cap, because you can't pay the luxury tax consistently in Oklahoma City. Chicago doesn't have that problem. It's a big city market, and so they should be able to attract free agents. Yeah. Where they made their mistake, and this is, I think, was an overreach. I understood what Jerry Krause was trying to do when it was time for him to break up the Bulls. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that they realized how difficult it would be to replicate that success. You know, you have to be very fortunate, because you have to hit on some key decisions. And where Oklahoma City has hit on key decisions, and when they didn't hit, they moved off of those decisions quickly and were able to revamp the roster. I think injuries have played in Chicago struggling right now. Jimmy leaving, why he left, is it because of the coach's situation? All that plays a role, but I think you know, you can't luck up and get a because he was the first draft. He should not be who he is right now. And I'm talking about Jimmy Butler.
Right.
He should not.
Right.
But he's worked and he's done it. And so if you're fortunate enough to get an all-star, a multiple-year all-star at the 30th pick, I don't think you move off of that when you're Chicago trying to rebuild.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Ikey Collins. Joining us every single Friday here on the show, former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout. Ikey, it sounds like, at least preliminarily, some conferences are talking about going to a quote-unquote bubble for college basketball. Would you have been able to pull that off here at Memphis? Would you have been able to get those guys to buy in into a bubble? How would that have gone?
Man, we couldn't keep out the club. I don't know.
How you gonna keep Karan in the bubble, Aki?
Hey, listen. Karan wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. So the guys weren't supposed to go out. And I know I told you one story about them going to TSU's homecoming, but the guys weren't supposed to go out. And so when I had to get a call from Chris Faulkner, who was the police officer that was always with us, he calls me like 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, "Coach, I need your help." So I'm panicking because my phone's ringing at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, "Hey, man, there's a group of guys that are in the club. I know who one of them is, but he won't tell me who else is there." So, he's like, "Help me out." I'm like, "Listen, man, get it out. Chris is there. Get guys out. I'm supposed to be going out tonight. I need you to get out the club." And so he called me back a couple minutes later. He's like, "Thank you, coach." You know, they all walked out the door. And I was like, you know, that's what young kids do. I mean, you look at Major League Baseball. They're having all these issues now because supposedly a group of guys decided to hang out in various places when they're supposed to be not in a bubble, so to speak, but they're supposed to be minding their business to protect the overall product, which is Major League Baseball. So now they have, you know, 20-something kids, and they're having to, Memphis having to come down with stringent operating protocols or they're going to risk losing the season.
Yeah.
I think, to answer your question, I think you could do a bubble in college basketball. You know, I think it's the only way it's going to work. I mean, there's some legitimate fears that they may not even have a season this year. I know they talk about conference only, but there's some legitimate concerns about not having a season. Now, I talked to a coach, and the point I made to him was there's too much money invested
exactly
in the NCAA tournament for those smart minds not to come up with a solution to the problem.
Well, because Aki, think about it. Isn't the NCAA tournament in and of itself kind of like a bubble? Because you're there for a week, and you could get creative with that. Maybe you only do a certain number of sites, right? Maybe you're at one site for two. I mean, there's a way to do this, especially if fans aren't part of the equation.
Right. Well, if you're doing a conference-only season, there's your bubble right there. Each conference creates a bubble for their teams. Now, where it gets tricky is the smaller conferences aren't going to be able to financially pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to have to be some kind of subsidy coming from the NCAA, a kickback from the tournament revenue or something that helps facilitate that so that it could pull that off. But the power conferences and AAC being in that, because there's enough money within the American to pull it off, I think they could do it. You know, because like you said, you're just talking about a conference-only season. And here's the deal. You don't have to spread out the games over 3 months if you're playing a conference-only season. You know, you could say, hey, listen, everybody has three games a week. You know, so it's equitable amongst all the conference members. Hey, you only have X amount of days to prepare for your next opponent and whatever all the guidelines are, but you don't have to spread it. You're playing only two games a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could get that season done in a relatively short amount of time and then, you know, hold the NCAA tournament. The viewership, the money that will garner from that, you won't get any ticket sales, obviously, because nobody will be in the stands. But people are watching because the American public is just thirsty for sports right now.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. They can't miss two straight NCAA tournaments. I mean, they just they can't.
Financially, they can't.
Yeah.
Listen, I think with the U.S. Open, they had the foresight to pay the insurance premiums on a pandemic. So they got paid out. The NCAA didn't do that. You know, the men's basketball tournament didn't do it. So they took a hit financially. And all the conferences, in turn, took a hit because they didn't get the payouts that they were expecting. So I just think this year they have to have a tournament. And the only way I think they can do it is, you know, obviously, maybe the only way they could do it is pulling off a
Yeah, certainly something like that for sure. Hey, Aki, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Have a good weekend.
Coach. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep.
He
is Aki Collins. Join us every single Friday here on the show. I mean, I think at this point when we talk about college basketball, that's the sort of MO is bubble. And that can be done. It you know, we'll see what happens with college football, but I think it's a little bit easier to pull off because you're just dealing with a lot fewer guys for one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's working as well for the not just NBA, WNBA. We talked to Shanae yesterday. It's working well there. I know soccer's got one. If you can pull it off in whatever fashion, we know it improves your chances of getting done. The NBA keeps getting zeros, John.
Yep.
Now, you're not going to have that kind of bubble, obviously, but any chance that you've got to move closer to something like that, I think it just, you know, hopefully the numbers will be better by then, and maybe the need to and where we are with testing will be better. Maybe the need to have it necessarily won't be as dire. But, yeah, man, the bubble life is working. And in some cases, John, even with baseball, you know, we got quite the scare there early on with the Marlins and the Cardinals. But it seems as if even they can maybe survive outside of a bubble. So there's got to be some way to do it in between. If smart people will figure this out because there's too much money at stake.
That's right, Jason. That's exactly right. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, touchdown.
Jay Williams.
Williams.
And Zubin Mahente.
We are back on SportsCenter. ESPN reported.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
You know, giving you the real facts, the real information, so you want to tune in August 17th, which is our launch date.
92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis. Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4-Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
It's game on with Radio.com.
SportsCenter.com, your home for everything sports. Find all the coverage you need of this historic season on the biggest sports radio stations in the nation. Get all the news across all the leagues, plus player and coach interviews. Get even more in-depth on CBS Sports Radio. And Radio.com Sports Originals keep you in the know with swings and misses. And You Better You Bet, with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. It's game on. Get all the action on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Oh, tú, tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito.
All right, back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN. We're going to be joined by Ben Golliver in the next hour. We'll talk to him about the NBA, the bubble, and more. So make sure you don't miss that. Interesting recruiting news on the Memphis basketball side of things. Always nice to pivot to Tiger basketball when we can. Sky Clark has released his top eight. Sky Clark, who I've sort of gushed about for the last couple of months, target for the University of Memphis in 2022, has released his top eight. It goes like this: Tennessee State, North Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan, UCLA, Oregon, USC, and Memphis. Yay! You were worried. Hey. You were a little worried. You were a little worried, weren't you? You didn't think I was gonna say Memphis, did you? I know. I got you. I got you good. But Memphis is indeed on the list. I actually caught up with some folks close to Sky when he was in town for the Hoop City Pro Week. By the way, I'm being told there might be another one here soon, so stay tuned, Jason. I caught up with some folks close to Sky Clark when he was in town. And, of course, this was before the commitment of Arterio Morris, so I will preface it by saying that. But Memphis was very, very, very high on Sky's list, like top three for sure. Like, they're going to be in it until the end, it feels like, with him, along with Kentucky. And listen, I'm not naive. Like, I could see a scenario where the G League comes in late too. You can never discount the G League and things like that. But yes, Memphis is on his top eight, and should be a good weekend for Memphis basketball because, as we know, Josh Minot is going to make his decision tomorrow. He's going to announce his decision tomorrow, and Memphis certainly is the favorite there. You know, guys are going to probably be in the top 50 before it's all said and done. So the momentum for Penny Hardaway continues in a big way, Jason. That's the good news for sure.
My question, John, is about Sky. Is he going to play at Brentwood Academy this year?
That's up in the air.
That was the plan, right? That was the plan.
Up in the air a little bit, I would say.
Okay. Is there any change there? I mean, they haven't played there yet, right?
No, they transferred from California. Okay,
Oh, so it's still up in the air that they could transfer again.
Yeah, you know, you always hear things. You always hear things, but nothing has happened yet.
Interesting.
So I'll keep you updated.
Now you said he was as good. He was better, quite frankly, than the guards there that were years.
I was more impressed
older.
I was more impressed with Sky than I was JD. I think JD Davison.
That's right, Davison was there.
Yeah, I think Sky's game is just so advanced for his age. His ball IQ is through the roof. His vision, his craftiness, he's very creative, can get his own shot. He's low to the earth, so he reminds me of Chris Paul in that way. Like, he's just not physically going to overwhelm you. But he's innovative, man. He's innovative with the basketball. Super bright kid. You know, he comes from an NFL family. And so he knows sort of how to be a pro, basically, because that's what his dad was. His dad, Kenny Clark, played for the Vikings there with Randy Moss. So he knows how to be a pro. He knows sort of what goes into being a high-level athlete. And, you know, his game is just it's a thing of art, man. I'm telling you, I'm high on this kid. I'm usually not wrong on my point guard evals, man. Like I was telling you about Chioza. Look at this kid. He's putting up double-doubles in the NBA. We don't talk enough about him. Insane that he's in the NBA right now putting up double. And Jeremiah, too. Jeremiah Martin went off the other day. That's crazy.
I want to take me back to the timeline real fast. You talked about Ontario Morris, who right now is 2022.
Yeah.
Could he reclass? Is there any chance that Sky could reclass to 21? When there's some talk of maybe you get that with Morris, that maybe he reclasses to 21.
Yeah, he could. Yeah,
and they're not in the same class. They're not right on top of
each other. Well, there's a chance they could play together. You know, Arterio's more of a off the ball kid. I mean,
Aren't they both kind of combos though?
Well, I think Sky is a point guard at the next level.
Okay.
I think he's got to have the ball in his hands. But it could be like a Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum sort of arrangement where they both have ball handling duties. It could work. It could definitely work. You'd play Arterio at the two, though. So, that definitely would be a factor, whether or not Arterio does reclassify. Memphis obviously still recruiting Sky. They feel like they can make it work. You can. I mean, I think you can make it work in 2020 with two guards who kind of do the same things. But I think Sky is more of a facilitator than Arterio. So I would feel a lot more comfortable with Sky at the one and Arterio at the two. And that's a hell of a four. That's a hell of a lineup there, man. I mean – I'm just telling you, you get those two at the same school, it is going to be a tough night for whoever they're up against. But I'm as high on Sky Clark as anybody. The physical dimensions matter on some level when it comes to professional aspirations. But I love his game. I'm getting like Chioza IQ vibes. He's a better shooter than Chioza was at this stage, and obviously a little bit bigger than Chioza is, but. But I'm definitely getting Chioza type vibes. I mean, that's kind of guard I like, man. I like a guard that's going to elevate his teammates, going to make his teammates better, going to look for his teammates. That's Sky Clark's game.
So when we come back here on Monday, and obviously that's down the road right now, it's 2022, we're going to be talking about another commitment out of, you mentioned Josh.
Yeah.
Minot, I believe, 6'9", the big guard. Yep. Are they going to have a commitment?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.